Now, I mentioned earlier about the big fowl and bird count. Now, I spoke to Jim Egan, who works for the Allerton Project and the Game and Wildlife Conservation Trust that's running it. And it's going to be taking part in February. And it's the first count was in 2014, and it attracted 500 farmers, and they were asked to spend 30 minutes documenting the bird life on their land. And this year promises to be even bigger and better. So I began by asking Jim what the driver was for starting the project in the first place.
This project came about because we wanted to give farmers the opportunity to have a positive reason for encouraging farmland bird numbers. I think we've recognised, and lots of people have recognised for a long, long time, that there's been quite a serious decline in farmland bird numbers. But we were continually seeing farmers being blamed, and the attitude was rather top-down. We wanted to do something in a fashionable term that was bottom-up, gave farmers some ownership and let them do it. And the idea came about when a colleague and I were travelling up and down the M1 5 or 6 years ago, a weekend after the Big Garden Bird Watch, and we both looked at each other on Monday morning and said, why can't farmers do something like that? And after 4 years of thought, last year was the first year we took it actually out there and made it real.
So last year was the first one, as you said, and there was about 500 farmers took part. What did you find out? What did you take from the count after it had all been collated and you had all that information come into you?
I think it was quite nerve-wracking to think that people were going to go out and actually do this idea first, Gareth. That was the first hurdle to get over. And it's worth also saying that we did pick the wettest year on wettest week on record for our first count.
You chose well.
So we did, we chose very well, but that 500 taking part was incredibly encouraging, and the stuff that came back from it was just phenomenal, really. Those 500 farmers, between them, managed over half a million acres of land. They saw 116 different species between them. They saw nearly all the red list species we'd expect to see, and they're birds of real conservation concern. And that's not saying that, you know, we haven't got an issue, we haven't got the decline, but it's really encouraging to see that people saw those sorts of things.
Fantastic. And without them seeing, you won't know about it as well, I guess. And you can't be everywhere at once, can you? And so you're running again this year, and I should imagine it's even bigger and better than it was last year. How can people take part? What are you doing in 2015?
We've got our fingers crossed that this year is going to be bigger and better, and hopefully the weather will be with us. There's one thing we're doing differently this time. We're running some farmland bird ID days, which are training days for farmers to get out there and actually get a bit more confidence in what they're looking for. Because that's one of the bits of feedback we had last year was, I had a couple of farmers actually ring me up and say, Jim, we did the count, but we couldn't be 100% sure about what we saw, so we didn't actually fill the form in at the end. So we're running 10 days across the country. There's one taking place in your neck of the woods in Goole on the 28th of January. And that's giving farmers an opportunity to come and be with some farmland bird experts, be with some of their colleagues and peers, and actually get to learn which of those little brown jobs, those small farmland birds they sometimes find difficult to identify, are actually using their farm. So that's the big difference. The count itself takes place between the 7th and 15th of February. And as you said at the beginning, we're asking farmers just to take half an hour out, go out, find a patch where they know they've got lots of birds, and see which species they've got and what areas of their farm they're actually using.
And you've mentioned farmers, and it's obviously the big farmland bird count, but if somebody's a real avid hill walk, or they like being outside, or they're just interested in birds, they can take part too, and they can also go on the training course as well, the ID course, if they want to?
Absolutely. We have run three of the courses already, and there's been a good mix of farmers and people, like you say, people with countryside interest, and that's been really useful for those two sets of people to get together. Taking part in the count, we'd encourage them, if they are experts, ramblers, people who know about farmland birds, to actually give one of the farmers in their neighbourhood a ring and say, can I come and do this with you? That'd be a really good way of making people and getting people to understand the hard work that farmers do.
And talking about the hard work, and we're going to be hearing actually later in the programme about the hard work that a particular upland farmer in the Yorkshire Dales is doing to try and increase the amount of habitat and biodiversity in their farm, so they can carry on being productive, but they can also carry on looking after the wildlife and giving them areas to live in. And that's not just an upland thing, is it? Because you're doing it yourselves where you are.
Yeah, completely not just an upland thing. At the Allerton Project here in Leicestershire, we have a 330 hectare farm. And part of our 22 years of research has been to demonstrate to farmers and the general public and policymakers that you can have a highly productive farm producing food that everybody needs, but at the same time having good wildlife numbers and actually farming in an environmentally responsible way. It's not easy, because for wildlife you have to farm and you have to manage, but it can be achieved, and that's part of what we want to show through the Big Farmland Bird Count, is that we're not talking about managing nature reserves for wildlife, we're talking about producing food, working intensively in the middle of your arable fields or grassland fields, and using the unproductive parts of the farm as productively as we possibly can for wildlife.
And you mentioned it's not easy, and it requires an awful lot of people, and so you're looking out, you're calling out people to take part in the Big Farmland Bird Count. For somebody, if they didn't manage to go and get that pen and piece of paper when you mentioned it first time, what were the dates for them one last time?
The dates that the count is taking place is from the 7th to the 15th of February. And if people want to find out more, they can visit our website, which is www.gwct.org.uk/BFBC. And they'll also find the information about the training days there as well.
Jim Egan there from the Game and Wildlife Conservation Trust.
Yorkshire Farming with Gareth Barlow on BBC Radio York.